1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16 through 18, New King James Version reads, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." God could grant 99 prayer requests, but will fixate, grumble, have meltdowns, and complain about that one that didn't get answered. 99-1 is an extraordinary percentage, yet we forget God when it comes to the one. We are good at putting God in remembrance of his word, as we well should. But sometimes we do that as if God had forgotten what his word says. So we don't listen very well when God puts us in remembrance of his word. Take moments daily to give thanks. Take praise breaks. Instead of giving in to the bad report of a diagnosis, give thanks for God's goodness and his covenant promises of healing through his son Jesus. Instead of giving in to the hopelessness of marital chaos, give thanks for the hope of marital reconciliation, love, hope, and longevity. Instead of theological debates and division, give thanks for the body of Christ, for each part is necessary to the whole. Give thanks for freedom of worship, prayer, encouragement, and the bold declaration of biblical truth. Instead of bemoaning what's happening in our nation and the nations, give thanks for the sovereignty of God, our continued freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom to stand for truth, freedom to make our voices heard in elections, and freedom to worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In everything, not for everything, give thanks, for that's the will of God in Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the freedoms that we have in Christ Jesus. For whom the Son is set free is free indeed. We are free in Christ Jesus. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So, Father, we thank you for the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit that's given us freedom, given us peace, it's given us joy. We give praise for these things in Jesus' name. Amen.